Have you got biblical evidence or a Bible verse to show that we will be keeping the seventh day Sabbath in heaven? Now, we did speak about that point of creation, and the Sabbath has been kept right through. But now we go to the other end of it. Do we have a Bible verse that will tell us we'll be keeping the Sabbath in heaven?
Well, we do, actually. You find it in the book of Isaiah. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, and all the way in the end of that book, in chapter 66 and verse 23, take notice of what Jeremiah writes. Here at the very end of his book, Isaiah, chapter 66, beginning in verse 22, actually.
The last chapter in Isaiah.
We read, "For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come before me to worship me, saith the Lord." And if you compare this scripture with Revelation chapter 21, it talks about the new earth and the new heavens that God will make. And truly, when he has made the earth new, the Sabbath will still remain as a day in which we will gather together to meet our Lord. And it is actually a very beautiful picture, because think of it this way. In Genesis, God created in 6 days and he rested upon the seventh day. So when he was finished with creation, he rested. Then you come to the cross of Calvary. And Jesus on the cross, he cried out, "It is finished." And then he rested in death on the seventh day. So we have the rest after creation, and we have the rest after redemption. And at the very end of time, in the book of Revelation, when the seventh plague is poured out, the last scenes take place, a voice comes from heaven and says, "It is done." And then as we move, and we have, and those that are faithful and resurrected are taken to heaven, again there will be a rest. And of course that rest in heaven is also a kind of anti-type, you could say, of the Sabbath rest. Sabbath. And there will be the Sabbath continuing in heaven. So you see it all the way through, from creation to redemption in the New Testament period and even into eternity.
And of course we basically have a link too with the present world to the new, because in Revelation 22:14, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. So blessed are they that do his commandments. That's for us to read today, and that carries on through, and we have a right to the tree of life by keeping the commandments today. So that's quite a nice link between heaven and earth.
It is.
There's evidence there, plenty of evidence. So will we be keeping the seventh day Sabbath in heaven? The evidence points such.